Rich, good to see you. I like to catch up from time to time to see what's shaking at the monastery, and either I'm getting wind of more things or you've been busier than can be over the past year or so.
Seems like it's been ramping up quite a bit.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
I'd like to talk about a couple of releases. One's been out a little while, but it's a fine new set for David Wilcox called Blaze. You produced it. I think you co-wrote a bunch. You're all over it musically.
Yeah.
It's fun project?
It was a really fun project. I've been encouraging David, not to say needling him, for a long time to put together sort of a rootsier, dare I say, a little more rock and roll kind of record. And we both had a little bit of an intersection in loving old Ry Cooder records, Paradise and Lunch and that kind of stuff. And so we kind of jokingly said this would be like an addendum to Paradise and Lunch. So kind of took that approach, a lot of open tunings, full band, co-wrote a lot of stuff. It's a little less folk purist, a little more Americana, bluesy kind of thing, I think.
And it opens with kind of a rocker called It's Oil Talking to You.
Yeah.
It has kind of it's a very mellow couple of seconds, and then it kicks into some really cool stuff.
Yeah, it starts out with a little dobro thing, and then the band jumps in. Yeah, it's a fun, interesting ride, I think. The lyric approach and the music approach put together a really great band, Byron House, who tours with Robert Plant, Emmylou Harris, Sam Bush, everybody is playing bass on it. Josh playing drums, you know, David singing. I played some guitar. Just a really fun cast.
Let's listen to a little bit of that. This is the opener on the record. It's Oil Talking to You, David Wilcox.
Good time to raise a family, time for fun. So when depression seeps through the cracks of grief, hopelessness will speak through the dark.
Speaking with Rich Hordinsky, catching up on the happenings recently at Monastery, Rich's studio over at Walnut Hills. The new David Wilcox is called Blaze, and that piece is from it, Oil Talking to You. And I like a great hook also, and track 4 on here is one that David himself calls it the center of the CD. It's a song called We Came to Ride the Road, and it's got one whale of a hook. It's one of those earworm things for me. I can't get it out of my mind from first listening.
Wow, thanks. That's an interesting track because he and I co-wrote most of the record together, and that was a piece that I had written ages ago and had played as an instrumental without a vocal at all for a long time. And when we were writing, I pulled it out, and I just thought, well, I'll throw you a few things and see what you grab onto. And he just loved it and wound up using a lot of the original track that I had recorded several years ago. We retracked the drums and bass and stuff, but a lot of those kind of textural guitars stayed on there. And, you know, it's interesting when you write something instrumentally, you have vague or specific, but in my case, this one was just general feeling about how the track was. And then to have someone bring a very specific lyric to it, it just completely changes it for you in a beautiful way, I think.
Well, knowing that has completely changed it for me, too, because I'm looking at it, listening to it as a David Wilcox song, and it's a real co-write there.
A real collaboration. Yeah. He did the most of the melody and, of course, the lyric. But, yeah, the track was essentially finished when he got it.
So. It's called We Came to Ride the Road. Let's hear a little bit of that one from Blaze, David Wilcox.
We came to ride the road, you and me. We came to ride the road, sea to sea. We came to ride the road, we broke free. We came to ride the road, so that means we're here.
Catching up with Rich Hordinsky. Rich runs the Monastery Studio. He has produced and co-written, and musically is all over this new one from Wilcox called Blaze. Another one that kind of sticks out to me is Bail My Boat. Can you tell me anything about that one?
Well, that's a real Ry Cooder influence on that. It's a kind of an unusual open tuning, and I just sort of didn't censor myself too much on the bluesy thing, which I tend to back away a little bit from the Americana. But on that one, I just kind of let it go, and I thought David came up with a great fun but not silly lyric, but really beautiful, I think. I'm really happy with the result on that one.
It is. It's the latest from David Wilcox, and it's called Blaze. I want to switch gears just for a moment and talk just a little bit about this new offering from Ruthie Allen Lincoln as well. Also produced by you at Monastery. Angels and Outlaws is the name of it. What can you tell me about Ruthie?
Ruthie's a marvelous singer and songwriter. She's just a joy to be around. She's a distant, somewhat relative of our lamented late Dave Foreman, actually. He introduced me to her. And she has a really solid, I hesitate to compare, but kind of a Bonnie Raitt vibe where she's able to sing something that's really grounded and rootsy and still bring a beautiful accessibility to it so that you kind of want to hear it again and again. She writes beautiful melodies. We got into the studio, put a great band together for her, and I think she just did a beautiful job.
Great band indeed. And again, it sounds like it's a project that must have been a lot of fun to work on.
It was a ton of fun, yeah.
Long Way Down is one of the standout tunes from this, from Ruthie Allen Lincoln. I'd like to hear just a little bit of that.
It's like a howling wind blowing down the bridge across the Ohio. When the snow falls down on this river town and you hear that whistle blow. But if you have faith and you have hope, there ain't no place.
We're visiting with Rich Hordinsky, who has recently produced, well, these are two among quite a few records produced at the Monastery Studios. That was Ruthie Allen Lincoln and the piece called Long Way Down. Rich, always good to catch up with you.
Thank you.
Be no stranger.
No, indeed, I won't.
For Around Cincinnati, I'm Brian O'Donnell.
Because it's a long way down, such a lonesome road, when you don't believe in love. It's like a long-lost friend waiting round the bend, the kind you used to know. It's like a howling wind blowing down the bridge across the Ohio. When the snow falls down on this river town and you hear that.